Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Adrian Liebenberg, the co-founder of Not Forgotten, a seller of personalized video time capsules that last 300 years, and that ought to get your attention. And Adrian, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, delighted to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Not Forgotten. So for starters, and a great place to start, take it further, tell us more about Not Forgotten.
So Eric, you started it off beautifully for us. We're a tech company based in Princeton, New Jersey, and we're basically focused on capturing and storing people's stories for centuries. So approximately 10 generations of a family will be able to watch people's videos down their lines. We sell personalized time capsules, and essentially what they are, they're video journals, that we take those journals, we make many copies of them, and we preserve them in archives. And then the fancy technology comes and we put them in the blockchain, we attach them to genealogy records, and we put them in the WorldCat, which is essentially a global library catalog, or the global library catalog, so that when your descendants are looking for you hundreds and hundreds of years from now, they will be able to find your video and be able to watch it. So, you know, what we try to do is, you know, capture the big experiences or the little lessons or someone's secret to happiness, advice your parents gave you. So we ask people questions in an interview format. And then we save those stories in a branded video and put them in our archives and help them be found for hundreds of years. In order to do this, obviously, we can't promise that our company will run for 300 years. So we established a library, and we actually have certification as a special library, and we have a trust fund, and those two things together will ensure that people's videos are kept preserved for hundreds of years.
Well, certainly love the concept and appreciate what you're doing as well. So tell us, where did the concept or the inspiration to start the company begin?
Well, actually, Eric, my partner and I are actually long-term big company people. I've been in engineering and marketing for 25 years, and he's been for 35 years in big roles in big companies. He's, in fact, still in he's a silent partner. But we were sitting at dinner one night talking about who would you like to have dinner with if you could have dinner with anyone. And you know, he got quite emotional in the conversation, and he's kind of a tough guy from Detroit, you know, and he said, you know, Adrian, the truth is what I would really love, who the person I'd love to have dinner with is my dad. And his dad had died in a horrible way when he was 6 years old. And Paul didn't know him at all. And he says, all I've got is two grainy photos. I've got no sense of who my dad was. I don't know how he sounded, how his face moved, you know, was he a happy person? What did he want for me from life? And, you know, we got quite deep into this conversation about why he has nothing left of his father, and it is, you know, 2019, and why bits of this technology exist, but no one in this day and age can still, you know, have a real true memory of their parents or their loved one in that way. And I, being an engineer, I have some patents. I've, you know, worked in innovation for many, many years. I said, you know what, we can solve this. And you know, we started to become obsessed, realistically, with saving stories, and started to work with genealogists and archivists and librarians to solve this challenge. And you know, it turns out it's a big technical challenge. It's a challenge to preserve video, a big one, and it's a challenge to make sure those videos are found hundreds of years from now. Because it's one thing having a video that's preserved, and it's another being able to even know that it exists. So, you know, we became determined that it can be done, and spent a year of a full year of my life, and a lot of people put their minds to solving this problem. And finally we launched, and we have a wonderful product that will hopefully make a big difference to people's families.
And I have no doubt that you will do just that. Really fantastic. Again, what you have created here through Not Forgotten. So what kind of problems would you say is Not Forgotten solving for people today?
Well, you know, it's along the same themes of what I was talking about with Paul and his dad. But it really, if you start thinking about it, plays into the fundamental human desire or fear. It's one of the fundamental fears that lives in all of us of being forgotten. And you know, if you start reading about this, it's a real phobia that's out there, and people can suffer from extreme versions of us, and most of us are just kind of worried about leaving a legacy, being forgotten, being remembered, any of those things. And you can extend that to saying this is also about, you know, remembering your loved ones, not just your own personal fear of being forgotten, it's forgetting them. So that's the first problem that we've solved for people. The second is the grubby technical part of data rot. So most people understand it. If you say you took a video in the 1980s, try and play that video back today, and you'll see that many of your videos, many of your digital pictures can't even be open 30 years later, let alone 300 years. So the second problem we've overcome is data rot. And the final one is this, you know, I would describe it as noise of the videos that we all have. So we all have smartphones. We're all taking videos, thousands of them. You know, on my phone, I've got, you know, I'm in my sort of late 40s now, and I have thousands and thousands of videos. I'm not a millennial, and none of those videos are the one that really matters. And I, you know, nowhere have I recorded my mom saying, what's your secret to happiness, Mom? What are the things that made you who you are? What message would you leave to your grandchildren if you were gone tomorrow? And so the third problem that we're solving is about keeping the video that matters. And if you don't have the video that matters, we help you make it. So it's only a 30-minute video. We are only storing 30-minute videos because we can keep the price affordable for the common man. But it's 30 minutes, and you can say quite a lot about the things that matter to you in 30 minutes. So three things we solve for people. You know, the fear of being forgotten. We've overcome the technology issues of data rot, and it's about the videos that matter, you know, helping people create those.
Once again, today we're joined by Adrian Liebenberg, the co-founder of Not Forgotten, a seller of personalized video time capsules that last 300 plus years here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Adrian, what makes Not Forgotten's time capsule different from other options that would be available in the market?
So it's a completely new category of product, but there's a lot of things like it in genealogy. There's some great genealogy tools out there, but none that lets you capture a video and have it preserved for 300 years. So it's completely new in that space. The second is about, you know, preserving consumer tapes for 300 years. And we're able to do that because we have a library, because we have the technology to do it. And then the third one is helping videos be found. And we use the blockchain and our library cataloging tools, our trust fund, and the genealogy records that we create for everyone to make sure videos can be found. So, you know, it's a pretty interesting thing. And we overlay artificial intelligence into that so we can help build the knowledge in our library of the human experience. So you will be participating in a future accurate version of what history today looks like when you become part of our library.
Lastly, Adrian, and you mentioned it earlier about helping families. That is certainly your mission. How can Not Forgotten best help families?
So I talked about, you know, the fear of being forgotten and or not forgetting your loved ones. And, you know, that theme can be applied in many different directions. I mean, and our users are starting to show us things that we'd never expected about how you'd use it. And, you know, I'd probably pick out for you the top five categories of people that are coming to us and saying, help me not be forgotten. And the first and most obvious is, you know, are the fabulous, wise senior citizens in the world today. And that, you know, they want to capture their stories, or their families want to capture their stories and have them passed down to the generation. So, you know, that they reflect on what lessons they've learned and what messages they'd pass on to their great-great-grandchildren, that kind of thing. A second almost obvious one is the mums and dads keeping the memory of their kids alive at sort of a precious moment in their lives. So we have a young guy called Russell. He recorded it just as he turned 13, and he, you know, he was reflecting on what his youth was like and what his hopes were for the future. And it's fascinating to see the difference between that and the senior citizens. On a sadder note, probably, you know, there's around 7 million people in the United States today with cancer, various degrees of cancer, and cancer is just one of the terrible diseases that afflict people. And obviously, a not-forgotten time capsule can guarantee that your voice is going to live on for hundreds of years. On a lighter note, graduates hit this pivotal moment in their lives, and they get to be recorded for hundreds of years. Also, hopes and dreams past and future. They're very hopeful videos. And finally, a big category for us, as you might know, genealogy is the second largest hobby in the United States. And this is really just a fantastic new tool which helps you preserve an accurate record of yourself in your genealogy tree. And you can obviously attach all of your families into your own tree, and they'll be preserved for hundreds of years, which, as I said, the current tools out there, they can't do that.
Well, Adrienne, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and really appreciate your joining us and introducing Not Forgotten to the audience here today, and appreciate what you're doing through the company as well. Before you go, I'd like to get a little piece of advice from you. We have entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs, those folks that have a business idea like you both did, and who doesn't know what to do next with that idea? Talk to us about that as we conclude today.
Yeah, you know, I would say it's been a much tougher journey than I expected. I walked into it with probably more confidence and arrogance than I should have had. I think the sheer volume of sort of administrative and bureaucratic things you have to do to get a tech app out there today is really, really tough. And I think doing your research up front about what's needed to run a business, especially if you, like me, have come from a big business, it's not just about the idea and your ability to bring it to market. It is about the challenges, the very small and very significant scale of challenge of setting up a business for internet scale economies. You know, we're operating in 6 countries, and the tax and accounting and Amazon and Dun and Bradstreet and, you know, all of those things are things that I've had to learn. And get some advice on that is what I would say.
Really appreciate those final words and concluding remarks, and really appreciate that advice as well. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on Not Forgotten, and also a way to be in touch. Where's the best place online to get further details?
So www.not-forgotten.com.
And that certainly is simple enough. Again, Adrienne, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, thanks very much. I really enjoyed being here and speaking to you.
And I did as well. We've been speaking with Adrienne Liebenberg, the co-founder of Not Forgotten, a seller of personalized video time capsules that last 300 years. And for all the details, visit not-forgotten.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.